Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Remy Hermoso. Batting second. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Ellis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting seventh. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Kline. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Heil. Batting fourth. The DH, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Liss. Batting eighth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Luis Gomez. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Vic Albury. And now, play ball. Remy Hermoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hermoso. The throw from Hundley and he is out, Carew applying the tag. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a pop-up towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Braun moves to second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Braun moves to third. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm takes first base on ball four. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick strikes out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spikes moves to third. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy takes first base on ball 4. Remy Hermoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hermoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a line drive towards short. Duffy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carew moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew strikes out. 2 outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Darwin hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Liss takes first base on ball 4. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gamble hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Duffy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braun. Duffy reaches second base with a double. Remy Hermoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hermoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermoso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermoso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellis hits a pop-up towards first. Liss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heil. The throw from Duncan and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Soderholm hits a pop-up towards first. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-2 in the game. Darwin takes first base on ball 4. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Liss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spikes hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendrick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gamble hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. Duncan hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hundley strikes out. One out. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Remy Hermoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hermoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Heil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-3 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Bill Campbell now pitching. Jack Hyndman pinch runs for John Ellis. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spikes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hyndman moves to second. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a pop-up towards short. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gamble hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hyndman scores. Spikes moves to third. It's Indians, 2, Twins, 2. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-3 in the game. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spikes scores. Gamble moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jack Hyndman now playing first base. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermoso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Holt pinch hits for Jolis. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermoso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva pinch hits for Randy Hundley. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.